"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, a listener found it. There is a GoFundMe for the guy whose van was stolen. His name is John Reynolds. And it looks like the search is GoFundMe in search of refrigerated van. That's the search. He's raised $7,000 already. "Hey, neighbors, today my refrigerated work van was stolen and destroyed in a high-speed pursuit. Sounds like something you tell your boss to try and get away with being late. Truth is, I'm a small business owner in produce sales and distribution." So that's the guy that went to Knott's Berry Farm with his family.
Yeah.
And crazy parolee came and stole his van.
Yeah. This is what the state of California does to people like John Reynolds and Andres Benitez. These two guys work really hard for a living. Physical labor. They're lifting things. They're driving long hours. They got families that depend on them. This is what the state does. Unleashes some kind of psycho who spends his day stealing vehicles and leading the police on crazy, dangerous car chases. Whose side is the state on? Who paroled him?
All right. Sometime between 4:30 and 5, we're supposed to get more vote results from the LA County Registrar of Voters. Obviously looking closely at the mayor's race, but also at Council District number 11. Currently in that position is Mike Bonin. He's moving on. It's a race there between Tracy Park and a man by the name of Aaron Darling, who is the acolyte of Bonin. So we heavily endorse Tracy for the position. She does have a decent lead in the vote that's been counted so far. We're going to have a chance to talk to her now.
Tracy, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. And I'm really happy to see that you've gone as far as you have. At this point, at least, it looks like, and I'm just going to use round numbers, you got about 28,000 votes. Darling has 23,000. It's 55-45. How many more votes are out there in your district, do you know?
We're not exactly sure, but I think they're going to count somewhere between 20 and 25,000 of them in the next drop.
Oh, that's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have any way of knowing where the outstanding votes are and how it would break as each round of voting is released, or is it a total mystery?
A bit of a mystery. I've heard some theories about where the votes are coming from, but I don't want to make a guess about it.
But it's a good start, right?
It's a good start, and I definitely feel the momentum. The week leading up to the election was just absolutely incredible with the support that we felt all over the entire West Side. So I remain hopeful and cautiously optimistic.
Did it feel different than the lead up to the primary, which you lost by a few points?
Yeah, it did. You know, the primary was a little bit of a clown show. I think there were, eight of us on the ballot. And, you know, this race has been a lot more defined, and the contrast between the two candidates couldn't be any sharper. than they were between me and Mr. Darling. And so, yeah, this definitely had a different feeling to it. And, of course, the winner of this race will now be at the helm of our district and tasked with the very hard work of addressing the multiple crises that we're amidst.
Yeah, what did you hear the most about while you're campaigning? Was it homelessness?
Homelessness and public safety both.
And it
absolutely apparently, the top of mind issues.
And your opponent was taking more of the Mike Bonin line, which basically was no enforcement. You obviously were on the side of the city, illegal for encampments to be within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers. But you want to go further than that, right?
I do. Legally, local governments are entitled to have reasonable time and place restrictions. And in my view, our no camping ordinance needs to be expanded to include our high fire risk areas like the canyons and hills up in the northern end of our district, as well as environmentally sensitive habitat areas like the Biona wetlands.
Yeah, I know one part of your district is Pacific Palisades, and they had some homeless fire problems, didn't they?
And in fact, I was just up there a couple of weeks back for yet another one. And so, those are perfect examples of why we need to view this as the threat to public safety that it is. The same is true for Biona Wetlands. We've had a couple of big fires there as well. And, every time that happens, not only do our first responders put their lives on the line, but we risk losing property, natural resources, infrastructure, and lives. And I have been incredibly frustrated with...
Can I ask you,
not taking this seriously? Considering
the general political makeup of people on the West Side who are usually very worried about the environment, right? What do you make of them voting for a candidate who doesn't want to protect the hillsides and the Palisades, doesn't want to protect the Biona wetlands, doesn't care if there are homeless encampments right at a school's entrance? I just am in shock at the mentality of so many people that I guess I live near who I'm experiencing the same thing they are. And you would just think that they'd want to protect all the children and they would want to protect, the environment, the wetlands and the hillsides, because the fires are going to end up destroying, it could burn thousands of homes down. What's going on?
Well, let me be clear. I am not the Bon and Darling whisperer. And to me, that from a policymaking perspective, that makes absolutely no sense.
You must have run into these people on the campaign trail.
Honestly, the vast majority of people have been very clear in their desire to protect those areas. And in the thousands of conversations that I have had over the last year and a half, the overwhelming consensus is that those areas need to be treated with special care. And so I am hopeful that, these numbers in the ballot count will hold. And I do think that those of us that believe in some reasonable regulations and believe that there need to be some basic guardrails in place for our community are in the majority here.
Yeah, I mean, you talk reasonable. It's like, no encampments in front of a school. When did that become controversial? When did that become like a political debate?
When we stopped protecting the safety of children as a primary focus in policy making, we are getting it wrong. And to me, it is an absolute no-brainer. And I have been very clear in my message about that from day one. I have never wavered. I have never altered my message. And I haven't changed it depending on who I'm talking to. And I think it has resonated with voters, and I know that we're right on that issue.
Do you think it's a good deal if Rick Caruso becomes mayor? You could work with him better than maybe Karen Bass on this problem?
I'm going to be happy to work with whoever wins in the mayor's race. I will welcome the opportunity to do that. My focus, of course, is going to be on CD11.
All right, Tracy. You've run a really good campaign.
Thank you.
And
I've worked really hard.
I really hope you win. Because
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk with you again after you do win.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I'll look forward to being back with you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
That is Tracy Park. And, of course, she was on our voter guide for Council District 11. That's the Mike Bonin seat. The early returns, which really just came yesterday, have her ahead fairly comfortably by about 10 points over her opponent, this Erin Darling, who is the Bonin anointed successor. Again, between 4:30 and 5, there's supposed to be a vote dump by the LA County Registrar of Voters. So we'll get an update on that race and, of course, the mayor's race and more. John and Ken KFI. Oh, the keyword is next, too, for a chance to win some inflation bonus cash. John and Ken KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up after 3:30, the New York Post got their shots in. Trumpty Dumpty. It's a great picture on the front page.
Yeah, I saw that.
Trump is Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. Apparently the wall he never built, he fell off of. Anyway, we'll talk about that just into our email this afternoon, and we are on the list. Was it the latest from Trump where he lays out the case against what might be his biggest opponent if he decides to run, and that's Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor? You should hear the story Johnny tells in this email. It's pretty good. We'll get to it.
Yeah,
I almost feel like I was at a rally. I was reading it. I could hear him saying this at a rally.
Oh, he's spooked by DeSantis, big time.
Well, he wants to put DeSantis in his place, and we'll read part of what he had to say. This story just came in this afternoon. It even says breaking. The real estate developer company, the Chinese real estate developer company, that, they've been found guilty of paying over $1 million in bribes to the disgraced former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar. We've talked about this story a couple of times. The jury deliberated less than 3 hours to find Shenzhen New World 1 LLC guilty of all 8 counts it faced. 3 counts of honest service wire fraud. I like that one. 4 counts of interstate and foreign travel in aid of bribery. And 1 count of bribery. Now, the owner of the company, Wei Huang, he's a fugitive. Apparently, he has a residence in San Marino, but they believe he left the country.
Oh, I don't think
he's originally from China.
There's no reason to come back here.
And I don't think we can extradite him, so.
Right, so his company is guilty. This is really funny because Huizar, at the moment, is still going to trial. The company has been convicted of paying him the bribe. So I guess he's going to try to claim in court he didn't receive the bribe. His wife and brother say he got the bribes because they had to. They were in charge of laundering the money.
They testified about all the money they laundered for him.
Right.
So he would give his brother a whole pile of $100 bills, and his brother would write a check for the amount.
Yeah.
That was the money, the bribe money.
So this defense attorney that Huizar has, exactly what's the strategy here?
He's supposed to be going on trial in February. I don't know what they think they're going to do here.
There's nothing. If he goes to trial, he's going to get convicted and get a much worse sentence than if he just pleads guilty right now. So this is we'll see what kind of a dumb cluck he is. He's going to jail. It's just a question of how long.
Yeah, I'm not even sure there was a defense of this company in this case. I'm sure they must have had an attorney in court. I didn't follow this close enough to know. But
what they were claiming was there was no bribes because everybody at City Hall loved this project. Everybody was in favor of it, so we didn't have to bribe anyone.
So why did they give Huizar all these gifts?
Everybody
flights on private jets. You should hear this list. Casino gambling chips, cash, stays at luxury Las Vegas hotels and casinos, expensive meals, spa services, prostitution services, political contributions, and yes, a $600,000 collateral for Huizar to settle a pending sex harassment lawsuit.
Most of that is fun stuff.
That's just something because we are friends?
A lot of guys would love to go to Vegas and enjoy hotel suites and hookers, gambling chips, pay off the pesky.
But if that's not a bribe, what is it? Why would you give Huizar all this stuff?
Friends helping out.
They're associates. They've known each other through the city development and real estate deals.
You have a friend who gets in some kind of trouble that, you know, you like to go to Vegas and party with him, and he's in some trouble with some woman. It's like, all right, she's suing me. Well, I'll give you some money. Pay her off.
And it just so happened that Huizar was chairman of the Planning and Land Use Management Committee.
Terrible.
Commonly referred to as the Plum Committee. I like that.
Just a terrible, unfortunate coincidence.
Which oversaw major commercial and residential development projects.
I know this looks bad.
And they were trying to build a big downtown hotel.
Look, the optics aren't good. But in reality,
You should be there. You should be his attorney.
I can't imagine they'd say anything else. That's kind of what they were saying in the stories I read.
Well, okay. So again, to recap, what they were saying was this project was going to be approved. We didn't need to bribe anybody.
Yes.
Everybody liked this project.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the other person that's pending is the former deputy mayor, Raymond Chan. Yeah, this is a Garcetti guy. He's also pled not guilty.
Wow. Garcetti guy corrupt? Get out.
And they're both going to go on trial in February of next year. Other people pled guilty in this case. In fact, they had a name for this, the feds, the Justice Department. This was Operation Casino Loyale. You get it? The take on Royale?
Right, the James Bond.
It was the FBI and the United States Attorney's Office, which the James Bond movie. So, yeah, and as we mentioned yesterday and following this story, we saw family members testified in this trial against this company that they were helping him launder the money, the bribes.
Yeah, this wasn't
so
much.
So the question is, what do you do with this conviction? Now, he has a home. Could they seize his home in San Marino? Could they seize company assets? What do you do with a conviction against a company?
I don't know. Does the company still have operations here in the U.S.? Or they just all retreat to China and they're going to go bring their corrupt ways to other nations?
This story is years old. They've had time to probably drain everything. I don't know.
It's really,
I know you can freeze assets.
It is really hard to do damage to a multinational corporation.
Right.
Or a corporation based in a place like China, right? Obviously, you're getting zero cooperation from China for something like this. So, you know, they had tentacles out here. It didn't work out. You just pack up, go home.
And by the way, there were two other real estate development companies that were involved, too. It wasn't just this one company. It was $3 million in criminal penalties that they recovered.
Can you imagine, really, to be real, you imagine how much money exchanges hands with LA City Council members? Not just real estate developers, but just anything. I mean, this really is an anything-goes casino, obviously. Look at this crowd.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Oh, happy to bring back the Moist Line tomorrow. It's just that soon you have a little more time to drop a message using the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon, you can leave one there, or call the good old toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Probably between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, there'll be another vote count drop by the L.A. County Registrar. Of interest there, of course, the L.A. City Mayor's race and that council district race. We just talked to Tracy Park earlier this hour to replace Mike Bonin on the LA City Council District seat number 11. So we'll get those numbers and get them to you as soon as we can when they're released, probably about an hour, a little bit more than that from now. After 4 o'clock, it's not looking good. Oh, that's another vote total we'll get. The sheriff's race, John, the LA County Sheriff's race.
Yeah.
Sheriff V, in a little bit of trouble, well behind his opponent, but you never know. He benefited in 2018 from the continued vote count, so who knows? Maybe he'll rally and get off the mat again here. Steve Gregory will be along because the L.A. County DA has decided to investigate Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Steve will explain what that is all about. We move on to the national scene where we're still waiting to see for sure who controls the House of Representatives, who controls the U.S. Senate. It is still believed that the Republicans will have some kind of margin in the House, but they're still sorting out a number of races to settle between the two parties. As for the Senate, well, we're still watching Nevada and Arizona. It certainly looks like Arizona's going to go Democrat. They're saying that as the votes come in, it's narrowing in Nevada. The Republican is leading there, but it's narrowing. And there's a chance, some forecasters say, that the Democrat's going to win that seat Nevada.
The biggest county for votes is Clark County, where Las Vegas is.
Right.
And the other districts really have a handful of votes.
Yeah, a lot of population is in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Clark County is largely Democratic. So the more votes that come out of Clark County, the tighter it's going to get.
Right.
Now, Laxalt, from what I heard, is doing relatively well in Clark County for a Republican.
Right.
But, that's up in the air. It's right. Going to be extremely close. Yeah. And that really could be the deciding state.
Not Georgia?
No. Depends. Depends what happens in... if they lose... They lose Nevada and Arizona, then it's a 50-50 tie, even if they win Georgia. And a 50-50 tie means the Democrats have control.
It's the same thing it's been.
Yeah. Right. So they have to get 2 out of 3 to have outright control at 51-49, because 50-50 doesn't put them in charge of anything.
Right, but if the Democrats win all three of those races... Won't they be up?
Then they'd be up 51-49, yeah.
Right, and that's what some, they're ringing their got their hands in the air, excited that they think that could happen.
That could happen.
Alaska's the only other one, but Alaska's two Republicans, and they're going to be in a runoff because of their ranked choice, but they're both Republicans, the top two people there, so that's not going to change sides. But the incumbent could lose there, a Republican, to another Republican, bizarrely. Couple of stories concerning Trump. Obviously, we mentioned that the New York Post took a shot at him with a cover picture of Trumpty Dumpty. He's not taken well to that. We do get his emails, Save America PAC. John, you ever seen those? He sends out his statements.
I was on the Trump email list way back.
You were, that's right.
But right, because when...
Because you reserved tickets to a rally.
Well, the rally that we did our show from.
That was Costa Mesa, I think.
Right, at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Right.
We did the show... And I wanted to make sure I could get in to see the rally after we were done with the show because I had never seen Trump perform live.
Oh.
And so it was free tickets. But, boy, putting my email on that website, my God, I must have got 15,000 demands for money. I mean, just constant. And then not only him, but anybody who bought his email list. Every other Republican who wanted to tap into Trump's pool of followers. And, of course, I don't give money to anybody. Certainly not going to give money to a billionaire. But so, eventually I unsubscribed from the whole thing.
So he writes today, News Corp, which is Fox, the Wall Street Journal, and the no longer great New York Post, is all in for Governor Ron, and he's got a nickname with... DeSanctimonious, which I don't think is particularly funny, but Republican governor with great PR who didn't have to close up his state, but did, unlike other Republican governors whose overall numbers for a Republican were just average. And he goes on to tell this story. Ron came to me in desperate shape in 2017. He was politically dead, losing in a landslide to a very good agricultural commissioner, Adam Putnam, who was loaded up with cash and great poll numbers. Ron had low approval, bad polls, no money. But he said that if I would endorse him, he could win. I didn't know Adam, so I said, sure, let's give it a shot, Ron. When I endorsed him, it was though, to use a bad term, a nuclear weapon went off. Years later, they were the exact words that Adam Putnam used in describing Ron's endorsement. He said, I went from having it made with no competition to immediately getting absolutely clobbered after your endorsement. This is typical Trump ego, isn't it, this whole story?
Yeah.
I then got Ron by the star of the Democrat Party, Andrew Gillum, who was later revealed to be a, quote, crackhead. Remember that guy who was found in a hotel room?
That is accurate. He was.
By having two massive rallies with tens of thousands of people at each one. I fixed his campaign, which had gone completely falling apart. I was all in for Ron, and he ended up beating Gillum But after the race, when votes were being stolen by the corrupt election process in Broward County,
wow,
and Ron was going down 10,000 votes a day, along with now Senator Rick Scott, I sent in the FBI and the U.S. attorneys, and the ballot then theft immediately ended just prior to them running out of the votes necessary
to win. I was the hero.
I stopped the election from being stolen.
Yeah, I saved the day.
He's pretty amazing, isn't he?
All in one email, huh?
Oh, yeah, it goes on even further. He's also implied in some other statements that he knows stuff. Oh, I think I still have that one.
Yes, yes. He knows embarrassing details about DeSantis' life, and he's going to reveal them if DeSantis enters the race.
Yes, we don't know what those things
it's
are.
It's like a mobster. I know things about you.
Yeah, yeah,
it'd be a shame if everybody found out what I know.
Here's a funny one. You know the bumper sticker that says I voted?
Yeah.
Some people are wearing them saying, I thought I voted. Pennsylvania is a very corrupt state with voting, but nobody ever wants to check that. How does Oz, smart guy, he writes, lose to a guy who can't string together two sentences? They don't want to check because they don't want to make me right.
Wait, hold on. We can say that about Trump.
What's that?
Trump lost to a guy who can't string together two sentences.
Oh, that's true. He did lose to Biden, right? They don't want me to check. They don't want me to make me right. It happened to me in 2020. I lost a million votes with possibly one of the biggest drops in history happening in the middle of the night. That was his quick message.
I so
along with a donate button underneath.
I'm so exhausted by his election conspiracy nonsense. That's what ended my interest in him for being a candidate. That's insane. That's delusional. And the only question is he really delusional, or he's just faking it because it's working to some extent on his followers? Right.
Well, speaking of old Joe, not even 24 hours after the big results came in, there's a new gaffe. You want to hear Joe's gaffe for today?
Yes.
Heard that the Russians are having some real problems in Ukraine and are withdrawing from an area in Ukraine called Kherson. Well, here's Joe talking about it.
I think the context is that whether or not they're pulling back from Fallujah and Kherson, the city of Kherson.
Oh, yes, Fallujah's in Iraq. So he's... And didn't he also say that when they invaded Iraq? Didn't he say that a couple weeks ago instead of invading Ukraine? I think he did the same thing. He's really got Iraq on the brain.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think the battle for Fallujah was 2004.
We invaded Iraq.
We invaded Iraq, yeah.
To knock out Saddam, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's living some 20 years in the past almost, right? Let's hear that again. I like that pause after he's trying to find a...
I think the context is that whether or not they're pulling back from Fallujah and Kherson, the city of Kherson.
Did somebody hold up a card or something?
Somebody called out.
Oh, they did call?
Him. Yeah.
Oh.
He stopped because he realized Fallujah is wrong, but he couldn't figure out what the right city was. So he stalled out.
Kherson.
Some of the progressive news outlets think he's unstoppable now. He'll win easily in 2024. Yeah,
they're just doing their cheerleading. Everyone's full of crap, and everybody knows they're full of crap.
We got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
All performance art.
Well, there is no love lost between the incumbent L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and the Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. Steve Gregory will come here. Gascon is investigating the sheriff, who may be losing his position anyway as sheriff, for soliciting donations from deputies for his campaign. We'll talk about that after the news at 4 o'clock. And another reminder, there is a vote count dump coming in the 4 o'clock hour, probably closer to 5 o'clock, from the L.A. County Registrar of Voters. So the sheriff's race, the L.A. City Mayor's race, some council races, we'll get all those numbers updated in the 4 o'clock hour. Well, the headline for The Vegan is this. And John Cobalt loved this story so much, he sent it twice.
Twice?
The Great Vegan Diet Con. How a plant-based lifestyle is not always better for your health and could lead to brittle bones, anemia, and, Deborah Mark, hair loss.
Oh, no. Not that.
You're going to end up bald.
Bald and broken.
Yes, yeah, just a crumple of bones on the ground.
I will not.
Who was that girl?
It does say that a poorly planned vegan diet can be dangerous for your health. These are people that buy a lot of the processed vegan food.
Which I do not.
No, you
do not.
Well,
this vindicates me, though. It says here, yes, there's been a surge in highly processed vegan foods.
She doesn't eat that stuff.
Made to taste like the real thing. Yeah, but everybody else is pushing this crap, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's selling because we're seeing Beyond Meat burgers dropping like a rock.
All right, vegan cheeses, meat-free burgers, non-dairy ice cream.
She doesn't eat any of that.
Except the non-dairy ice cream I do eat. Made with coconut milk or almond milk, oat milk.
That's her exception. Like the leather boots, right?
No, this is not. No, that's not. There's nothing hypocritical about consuming non-dairy ice cream.
Well, it says they cram them full of unhealthy oils, starch, and other ingredients, high in saturated fat, sugar, and salt. That's how they do it to get people to feel like it tastes good.
To achieve the impossible task of making bland vegetables or tofu credible.
I don't eat tofu either.
That's right.
You're an independent vegan.
Yes, I am.
I guess that's why you still have your
hypocritical vegan.
You still have your hair then.
Yes. Can you not see?
I don't know if that's a wig.
Okay, look. Ow.
They've also got depression on the list here of what can happen to a vegan. Mm. We know you have that problem.
Well, only when I come in here.
Oh.
See, it
Hanging
says here,
with John.
The human body needs 1,300 milligrams of calcium to maintain healthy bones. Which you get from yogurts, cheese, and milk.
Yeah, dairy that she won't eat.
She says she takes supplements,
but I've often read that supplements can't make up what's in natural foods.
Vegans are more than twice as likely to suffer a hip fracture, ankle injury, or other bone damage on their leg.
Because of the lack of calcium.
Right. They consume nearly only half the amount of daily calcium as meat eaters. Mm. You get about 600 milligrams a day. A meat eater gets over 1,000.
You're at risk of fractures.
I'll just be careful. What can I say?
And then losing weight leaves less cushioning for bones when someone falls. See?
Oh, it's a good idea. You're right. You should have a little fat flap there.
If you have a fat rear end, that takes the shock.
Yeah, no, I don't, not interested in that.
We're just going to find you a crumple of bones one day.
Maybe.
Vegan women have a higher risk of breaking their hips later in life compared to meat eaters. They did a study in 2022.
Yeah. They looked at 26,000 middle-aged women, and those who did not eat meat had a 33% higher risk of fractures.
So give her a hip bump and see what happens.
They looked at, found after 5 years, vegans 30% more likely to suffer a fracture. Mm-hmm. This is
anemic.
Not good.
Normally, the body manufactures enough red blood cells to supply adequate oxygen to all cells, allowing them to carry out daily functions. But in anemics, there are too few red blood cells for this task. And one way you can get meat eaters, and heavy meat eaters are not anemic. That is a source of what you need there to reduce the chance of being anemic.
I'm tested every year. I get a full physical, lots of blood work done. I'm okay.
See, I have strong, rich blood.
Because of all the meat you eat?
Yes.
Well, only 7% of vegans suffer from anemia, but it is double the number for meat eaters, so...
Now let's get into hair loss.
Let's not.
What about stroke? B12 deficiency.
Nope. You know, I take a B12 supplement,
too. See, hair is not an essential tissue to the body. It's optional. Yeah. When there's a deficiency of key nutrients, the body may discard it. If you're not eating enough of the correct foods, this can result in excessive shedding.
What are the correct foods to keep your hair?
Be meat.
Meat again?
Yes,
back to
right.
meat?
Oh, back to meat, really?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hair is made of keratin, which is made from several different proteins found in animal tissue.
Yeah.
What? Oh, sorry, Deborah.
Well, you know what? That's why we have wigs. I don't have one now, but if I need one day, then I'll have to deal with that.
Yeah. Vitamin B or iron deficiency can trigger hair loss.
Mm-hmm. B12, yeah. She says she takes supplements.
Exactly. We already went over that, John.
The anemia it causes would lead to...
We know you have hair extensions. Don't lie.
I do not. I've never, ever had a hair extension.
The anemia it causes leads to too little oxygen getting to areas like the scalp. And I bet you it doesn't get to the brain much either.
Well, we know that.
All right. And they also found a bunch of Brazilians, people on a vegan diet, were twice as likely to be depressed. But I credit that one to just that's kind of an obsessive personality and get depressed easy because they're too worked up over everything.
You just don't want to end up depressed and bald.
Oh, thank you for caring.
And broken.
I'll take that all under consideration. I'll be a hot mess one day. I'll walk in here and you won't even recognize me.
All right, we're going to have Steve Gregory come in right after Deborah's news because now Gascon investigating Villanueva. This never ends. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.